AJ.
And welcome back to the Gritner Brit.
Blah, 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 blah. What are we? What are we called? Have you been drinking?
Sprite.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
Welcome back to the Grits and a Brit podcast.
Yes.
Try saying that five times fast because I can't say it once.
I couldn't say it once. I said Grits and a Brits. I kept getting it wrong as well.
I'm not going to go into why we are Grits and a Brit, because if you don't know that, go back to episode one and listen, like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram. We're on Instagram now.
We're on Instagram now.
Yeah, we're on Instagram now. There's like literally one post. We're on Instagram.
Yeah. And YouTube and
X. Spotify. We're on X, Spotify, yeah. Apple call Music, it Twitter. It's still Amazon Twitter. Music.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Amazon. Everywhere, as we say in the South.
Or as we say in the UK for people that can understand us, everywhere.
Yeah. So before we jump into today's episode, which has been a long time coming, Jay, would you mind giving us a recap of what we talked about last time?
Yes, and this time I can actually remember what we talked about last time because it was Halloween. So I know we did an episode on Halloween trick-or-treating, how people trick-or-treat in the USA versus how they trick-or-treat in the UK.
Mm-hmm. We talked about what Halloween creature would you be?
Yeah, I was thinking it was a favorite something.
So, I think you're getting ahead of yourself.
Wouldn't be the first time. So, Halloween monster.
Yeah. We talked about my stint as an actress, Dead Girl on Table.
Dead Girl on Table, as I said before. Not much acting required, really. Dead Girl on Table. Okay.
Whatever. Anyway, good. What do you have for us today? Warm up, get to know you activity, kind of.
Yeah. So, seeing as it's getting colder today. Well, colder than now over the last few days.
Yeah,
it is. When I say colder over the last few days, Sunday it was like in the high sort of 70s Fahrenheit, as they say over here, which, as we say back over the pond, is...
70 Fahrenheit? I have absolutely no idea. 20-ish Celsius, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Celsius over the pond. Yeah. It's about...
I can't do that. That's we're sort of not American temperature situation.
Yeah, 20-ish?
20-something?
20-something?
Something.
I'm so used to Fahrenheit now, I've forgotten the Celsius. Yeah. I mean, I grew up with Celsius, but now I'm all Fahrenheit, so...
But today... Yeah. It is 32 Fahrenheit.
Which is zero.
Yeah.
So it is cold.
When I say it's sitting here in house coats.
Dressing gowns. Because it's late at night.
And it's cold.
The heating's just gone off. So we're in the dressing gowns. Yes. So yeah, it's proper chilly, as we say.
So seeing how is it's cold, what's our
question? So sorry. I was getting sidetracked. We're going to go with... an activity that you do in the cold weather. I mean, your favorite cold weather activity. Maybe it's running through the snow. Maybe it's crunching leaves.
Okay, I don't run.
Oh, okay.
But, and also leaves in the snow.
That's true. Well, fallen leaves, I mean, yeah.
But they'd be covered by the snow.
Okay, but okay.
Anyway.
I'll give you that.
So, good timing, great question. For me, it depends on how cold we're talking. And if we're talking snow is on the ground, then yes, I'm outside. Mm. You know that. That's probably why you said that.
Yeah,
I am outside taking pictures, bundled up in my coat and my boots and everything. My willies, as you call them.
Willies, yep.
I am out with the dog. Mm-hmm. I am making snow angels.
Making snow angels.
Snowmen, making snow cream. Yeah.
Snow cream.
What? It's ice cream. You've made it for you. It's snow... It's ice cream made out of snow.
Oh, ice cream. Yes. Yeah. I remember.
You've had that.
Yeah. You brought the snow in.
We for the listeners out there, yes, we crazy people over here do actually make ice cream out of snow, and it's delicious. Just saying. It doesn't last very long because it melts.
It actually was quite good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very good, actually.
Very delicious. But yeah, so that's me. What about you? Favorite cold weather?
My favorite cold weather activity. Keeping warm.
Literally the exact opposite of me.
Keeping warm, I'm not. No, if it's cold, I'm either going out wrapped in like four coats, three jumpers.
Or just not going out.
Or just not going out. keeping warm or staying inside and watching the TV.
Well, I will say one of the best things about going out on like a snowy day activity, you know, is coming back inside to the nice, like the heat, having a nice cup of hot chocolate with about a million marshmallows on top of it. Mm. Nice hot bowl of soup to warm you up. That's one of the best things about going out in the snow is that you come in and you get warm.
You warm up. Yeah,
yeah, that's, exactly. Yeah,
that's a good point.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, I'll go with that. That's a good point.
But we don't get a lot of snow days here in the South, unfortunately. It makes me sad.
It snowed a few times.
But we don't get a lot. But
that's true.
That actually kind of brings us to what we're talking about today. Long time overdue. We did our Cockney Rhyming Slang episode.
We did.
So we kind of picked on the Brit side of things for a little while.
And most people didn't have a Scooby what we were talking about.
Yeah. That's your favorite one.
I love Scooby-Doo. The phrase, I don't have a Scooby. Yeah. I don't have a Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast, people.
Yeah, go back and listen to, I think it's called Y'all Ain't Got a Scooby.
Y'all Ain't Got a Scooby.
Yeah.
Click that and listen to that.
So we've done the Brit side of things. We've picked on that side. And today we're going to be picking on my side of things. We're going to be
picking on the
Southern slang that you have no idea what I'm saying. Makes no sense.
A lot of this, I don't have a clue.
Yeah. Zero sense in your opinion, correct?
Yep, exactly. What are you talking about? Especially if you get together with your sisters. If the three of you start talking, I'm just lost completely. I don't have a clue.
Okay, we get it. That's enough. Okay. We get it. So I'm going to start with one that really stumped you the first time you heard it. You're darn skippy.
You're darn skippy. I remember that. I mean, you're darn skippy. All I could think of was Skippy. There used to be a kids program about Skippy the kangaroo, which is an Australian, I think.
I was going to say, it's got to be a Brit thing. That's something.
Yeah, it might be an Australian program, but kangaroos, I suppose. Yeah, but Skippy the kangaroo. So I was like, kangaroos? Something to do with kangaroos?
No.
You're darn Skippy. So first of all, Skippy, obviously it's a name. Darn, not even a word really. Darn? I mean,
it's think darn.
You're darn. Like, okay, darn. Okay. You're darn. Okay.
Yeah. You're darn. Vowels aren't great over here.
Yeah. Darn.
You darn.
You darn.
Yeah. Like my dad is my daddy. So, yeah. Darn. So you darn Skippy just means you're right. It's like it's like an exclamation though of like, you know what? You're right. You darn Skippy.
Okay.
That's what it means. Okay. It actually takes more to say you're darn Skippy than it does to say you're right. But hey.
That's fair enough.
Next one, while ago.
Yeah, that's obvious because it's just a while ago. But like with the Brit speak as well, sometimes we sort of drop the either end of the word or beginning of the word to make it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like contractions a little bit, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mash it together.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Just a while ago. Yeah.
While ago.
Making it a little bit
quicker. We were playing with the dog. Yeah.
We were.
Yeah. Also, another one starting with a W. I'm going to let you guess this one. We were watching a comedy stand-up a couple of nights ago. And the person used this one. Do you remember what it was?
I remember the stand-up. It was a woman. I can't remember her name.
Leanne something. I can't think of her last name, and I hate that.
I think she goes by just Leanne. I think the comedy thing was just Leanne. What did she use?
Wallerin. Yeah.
I remember discussing that after the show. I was like, what in the...
Yeah.
Wallerin. Yeah.
And I explained to you it means like laying in something, rolling around in something. Like you would say pigs are wallowing in the mud.
Yeah, so we would say pigs are wallowing.
Yes.
With a W.
So apparently, listeners, the verb is to wallow.
Yes.
But we don't say that, or I don't. Wallowing.
You put the R
wallowing in it.
You add the R.
And you can waller in emotional things too.
Oh.
You know, if you're...
You can wallow, yes, you can.
Yeah, you can waller in a breakup, quit wallering in it. You know, that's what we would say. So Wallerin is another good one. We like to shorten things.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
You darn Skippy. That we like to shorten things. Mm.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one is I hain't never in all my life.
I hain't never. It's another one where you're adding an unnecessary letter in.
I'm not.
Hain't.
Haven't.
Yeah, okay.
Haven't.
I'm not adding.
I'm taking away.
I'm thinking ain't.
You're thinking ain't. I'm thinking haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking ain't. Because I say ain't. I ain't got a clue.
I ain't.
And I'm thinking, oh, they've stuck an H on that. No. Ain't.
No.
But yeah, we've taken it off and you've stuck it back on, basically. Ain't and haint.
Haint. I haint never in all my life.
I haint never.
I usually use that one when I'm exasperated with you or the dog.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. It means like I've never seen or heard something like this. Like I'm exasperated, basically.
Yep.
I ain't never in all my life. And another one with haint as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, you probably know where I'm going with this.
Go for it.
Ain't a bit more blank than a man in the moon.
Ain't a bit more.
Not blank means like there's a blank space or you can insert a different. It's a verb.
I thought you were asking me to guess what it was.
No, it's a placeholder for a verb.
Okay.
So for example, if I ask you, could you please go feed the dog?
Mm-hmm. I would say, yes, dear, I can.
Yes, you would. And then I would come back about an hour later and the dog would still be hungry and still not be fed.
Yes.
And I would look at you and say, you ain't a bit more fed that dog than a man in the moon.
Yeah. You do several times, actually. Yes.
I use that one a lot, like almost religiously, which means you're not feeding the dog almost religiously. No,
pretty much so.
I'm kidding.
Pretty much so.
I'm kidding. Let's see. Oh, another that we absolutely cannot leave out mm-hmm. when discussing Southern slang. Can you guess? The Southern slang. The Southern
is it
slang.
Y'all?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a phrase.
It's a phrase.
It's three words.
Could be anything. Could be anything.
Oh, come on. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, but you're going to say it and I'm going to go, ah. What is it?
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Yeah. But that's kind of got a hidden thing. It's like, bless your heart is supposed to, oh, bless your heart. But it's actually sort of almost like an insult.
Well, it can be both. Yeah. It can, like, for example, you couldn't think of the one I was referring to. Bless your heart.
Yeah. You're an idiot, basically. Oh, bless your heart.
It can have different meanings. So it can have a really good meaning. Like, for example, let's say like the dog hurt his paw. Oh, bless your heart. You know, you like, it's like you poor thing, you know, you could even add little in there for emphasis. So, oh, bless his little heart, you know? So that's like the positive side of things. But then there's also a very nasty.
Yeah.
Second side of bless your heart, and it's very sarcastic. So you might say to someone's face, bless your heart, and what you're really thinking is, like, yeah, you got what you deserve.
So if I said to you, for example, I can't believe it. I've locked the keys in the car. You would say,
bless your heart. It's just, and it's hard to explain to someone who didn't grow up saying it. It's hard to fully explain what it means because the context can be very different. Hmm. It can have very different meanings, but yeah, it can be very positive or very negative. You can say it to someone's face and like you're secretly thinking, you know.
You're an idiot.
But it's very ambiguous.
Hmm.
So. Okay. Even if you say it to someone's face, they might not know whether you mean it like the negative way or the positive way. And so I think we have time to discuss one more.
Okay. One more. What is it?
Fixin' to. No, I didn't say fixing. I said fixin'.
Fixin'.
Yeah. Fixin'. It means I'm about to.
You're about to do something. I'm fixing to take the dog for a walk.
Yes, I'm fixing to make dinner. I'm fixing to go for a walk. I'm fixing to record a podcast. I'm fixing to end this podcast.
Oh.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what I did
there?
Wow.
You're almost professional.
Yeah. don't butter me up. Oh, that.
Oh, there you go. Butter me up. Yeah.
Do you say that in the UK? Butter me up.
You can to butter someone up to give them sort of praise or sometimes false praise.
Yeah. There's also, you seem to think the other butter phrase that you always use.
The well-known southern phrase, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
That I've never said in my entire life.
I'm sure that's a southern. I'm sure somebody used that and I was like, that is actually quite funny.
Well, it was not your wife.
Butter my butt and call me a biscuit. Somebody said it somewhere along the line.
I mean, I know what it means, but I've never said that in my life, apart from discussing it with you.
It's a sort of an element of surprise. Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. I'm surprised. Yeah,
exactly. So. Well, hi-ti-ti.
What even was that? That came out of what the... Well, what? What's in that can of Sprite? Are you sure that's soda? What's in that can? Can I have some? Whatever it is. What did you even say? What did you even say?
Know where that came from. It's not even a southern saying. It's from a movie.
You and your movie quotes. Well, that's actually that should be a podcast in the future, movie quotes, because you do like your movie quotes.
Yeah, I'm literally crying.
Yeah, I can see from here. What movie is it from?
It's from Little Women, I think.
Little Women.
Is it Little Women?
I thought you were going to say it's some kind of comedy movie.
Like, tighty.
The Cringe or something. Don't do it again. Once was enough.
You snorted.
Yeah, we've ruined this podcast. Stop it. You're crying and I'm snorting.
You're turning red too, though. You're about to start crying.
Just after I said you're professional, we've lost it. So I think with saying that, I think it's time you said goodbye, Chris.
I think I'll say goodbye, Chris.